AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Another heat wave is gripping the Pacific Northwest just a month after a previous broiling spell left hundreds of people dead. More from our Rita Foley.
Millions of Americans will be sweating in dangerous heat for the next few days. The National Weather Service says it could get up to 110 degrees in some areas of the Pacific Northwest before a weekend cool down. On the East Coast, temperatures could reach 100 tomorrow afternoon along parts of the I-95 corridor, but it may feel more like 110 in places. I'm Rita Foley.
Oregon's Governor Kate Brown is announcing mandatory mask wearing for indoor activities starting Friday.
It's clear the current situation requires immediate action to stop the Delta variant from spreading further.
California will become the first state in the nation to require that all teachers and ancillary school staff be vaccinated for COVID-19 or undergo weekly testing. Schools are returning from summer break amid growing concerns about the highly contagious Delta variant. Governor Gavin Newsom.
The number one anxiety that parents like myself have, I have four young children, and that is knowing that the schools are doing everything in their power to keep our kids safe, to keep our kids healthy.
The soon-to-be governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, addressed the public today, saying that she's ready to take over from Andrew Cuomo and that her administration will not face the type of scandal that forced Cuomo out of office.
No one will ever describe my administration as a toxic work environment.
The Biden administration's taking steps to address rising energy costs, calling on OPEC to move faster to restore global supplies of petroleum. In Afghanistan, the Taliban's captured about two-thirds of the country's provinces, leading to concerns the capital city of Kabul could fall. Stocks ended the day mixed. The blue chips were higher. This is AP News. Texas Republican legislative leaders have issued arrest warrants in a bid to end a holdout by Democrats.
The contentious battle over Republican-sponsored new voting restrictions in Texas took a new turn Wednesday as officers of the Texas House of Representatives delivered civil arrest warrants for more than 50 absent Democrats. Sergeants at arms delivered the warrants at offices of the missing Democrats, but what happens next is unclear. Last month, 50 Democrats flew on private jets to deny Republicans a quorum of 100 lawmakers needed to conduct business. Refusing to attend legislative sessions violates House rules, but it is a civil, not criminal, offense. I'm Mike Gracia.
Belarus says it's rescinded its permission for the U.S. ambassador's appointment. That's in retaliation for White House sanctions imposed Monday over a crackdown against political demonstrators. They've been objecting to last year's election in Belarus, which was denounced as being rigged. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.